Good morning. Oh my goodness. It's so freaking rainy outside, like pouring. It's really crazy. I haven't seen rain like this in a while. Do I sound weird? I feel like I sound a little weird, but I don't really know, honestly. I think I'm like sound blind to know if I sound weird to myself. And oh my goodness, I just came out to the shop. And yeah, I had to run for my life through the rain. I really didn't get as wet as I thought, so that's kind of nice, I guess. I love the rain though. But I did my hair. I put it in braids last night. I did two French braids, so it's like extra wavy, I guess. Not really. I wanted it to be more, I guess, because I braid it at night just so it doesn't get so tangled, because my hair will get like matted on the bottom. And I don't really brush my hair. Like, every once in a while I will, but I don't know. I just, like, I run my fingers through it. I don't like brushing it. I don't really like that noise, and I just feel like it. I don't know. I don't know. I stopped brushing my hair probably in, like, middle school, and, like, that was just, like, a huge thing. Like, everybody knew, like, Brittany didn't brush her hair. And at this point in my life, sometimes you can tell. Like, I just don't like doing my hair anymore. Like, I used to not brush it, but I would straighten it every day, so it would be fine. And, like, now I just mostly wear it, like, natural or, like, just braided, like, that kind of wavy, crimped look. But, yeah, sometimes it does look a little raggedy. But I don't really care. Like, I feel like it's equally as like tangled. It just like used to be straight, so it just looked still really good. Where now, like, it's my natural curly wavy hair and it's kind of raggedy, so. But I don't care. Like, I don't like brushing my hair, and it's really like the main part is like just the very bottom, which undercuts are crazy, and I don't think I would do that, but honestly, I kind of feel like it makes sense. Like, it's just the very bottom of my hair that gets all matted. Not matted. I mean, sometimes. Like, it does get really fucking tangly, but I don't know. Whatever. I don't think I would get an undercut right at this point in my life, at least. But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it would make my life a little easier, but I just don't really think I would like how that looks on me. I know y'all hear that fucking rain. It's insane, dude. It's like whenever I went to Ultra Miami last year, this is how much it was raining, but I was standing outside in it. I never been so fucking soaked in my life. And that's how it's raining right now, but it's a little scary because it keeps being really loud thunder. Like, I feel like the lightning is definitely hitting the ground. Like, just like probably like 5 minutes ago, there was a giant one. But whatever, I guess. I don't know. Storms don't typically really scare me. Like, I remember my cousin used to get like super freaked out by storms and tornadoes or anything like that. And like, I don't know. I just felt like there was every single year we were under a tornado watch. So it was like, oh, but then there was nothing. But there is not nothing. Like, there literally is tornadoes sometimes. But I don't know. Maybe I should be more scared. I don't know. I'm scared of everything else. I don't want to be scared of storms too, honestly. But there was a couple months ago that it was storming, and like I was fine. Yeah, I usually just like whatever, like I just like the vibes, like I'm like, ooh, cozy, like I don't really like freak out. But a couple months ago, it was raining, and my cat came in and ran under my bed, and like I've never seen her like scared like that. Like, I don't know, like she seemed really freaked the fuck out, and so she went under there, and I was like, oh my god. And then my dogs were freaking out, and nobody was home, which is like literally never in my life the case. But I don't know, since all the animals were scared, I was kind of like, oh my god, I'm scared. And so I was like, it's okay, guys, it's okay. And then, like, after like 5 minutes, I was like, oh, like it's just a regular little storm, like it wasn't even crazy or anything, like there was just, I don't know. But yeah, so it's storming like crazy, but I feel like I love it, especially whenever I can be at home. Thank God I'm home today, because I would be so pissed if I was at work. I hate it. I don't know. I really just hate driving in it, and then I just feel like if I look outside, it's just such a like cozy kind of vibe. Like, I just want to be like, like, I just want to sit inside and, like, watch the rain from the window. But this window in here is good. It feels like I'm in the jungle because there's a tree right outside. And so the branches are, like, all, like, wet and the leaves and everything. So I feel like I'm in, like, the rainforest or the jungle, yeah. So it's all cozy. What's the difference between a rainforest and a jungle? I gotta look that up. Okay, let's see. What's the difference? Oops, I was looking at festival tickets. Between a jungle and a rainforest. Okay, let's see here. A rainforest is a forest with high annual rainfall, characterized by a closed canopy of trees and relatively easy to traverse. A jungle, on the other hand, describes a dense, tangled area of vegetation, often with a thick undergrowth, making it difficult to walk through. Okay, so you can walk through the rainforest, but you cannot walk through the jungle. Okay, that's cool. I like the jungle. We've decided that that is what my arm tattoo theme is, I guess. Because I was like, I don't really fucking know the theme. I just, like, see little things. And, like, some of them, most of them have meaning. I would say the frog is kind of the only thing that doesn't really have meaning. But you know what? She means a lot to me. She's fucking cutie cute. On my arm. I have, like, a taco tattoo that's, yeah, obviously, I don't fucking know. But I love it. But yeah, I guess a frog is the only thing on my arm that doesn't really have, like, meaning. But, yeah, I feel like because there's a frog and a vine and a cheetah and, like, a flower lady. And so it's, like, jungle vibes. I had two different people said that two different times. They were like, I feel like it's, like, jungle. And I was like, ooh, yes. I love the jungle. So I feel like I need to get, like, an iguana or, like, a chameleon or something. But I don't know. But I also want a flamingo, but because I also want to have, like, some, like, beach theme kind of stuff tattoos. I think I want to do that on my back, maybe. And so I'm like, I feel like the flamingo could go with the beach stuff or the jungle stuff. Like, I don't know. But whatever. Oh, my tummy is hurting. I have to go to the bathroom, but it's pouring. Like, I just ran all the way out here. Oh, well, fuck it. I'm gonna go. Okay. I'm back. It's fucking pouring still. But, okay, let's see. I was talking about my tattoos, and then, yeah, I don't know, just being off in the rain, goodness. Yeah, so, anyway, Wednesday morning, it's 10:54. Holy shit, my battery is almost dead. Let me plug this in. This bitch is yelling at me. Okay, we're plugged. So, yeah. Wednesday morning, I took off tomorrow, so I'm having a little weekend. I'm so excited. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Tomorrow. So, but she's working, so I guess I didn't really, like, I took off because I want to take off and also because it's her birthday. So it felt like more, like, of a reason to take off, I guess. Because, I don't know, I feel weird just taking off. Like, I've never taken off for nothing. So, anyway, yeah. But I'm excited. I feel like I've been tired. We've been fucking going hard because, oh my god, I guess I haven't seen you in a while. So, I don't even know what I did last Wednesday, but, oh, me and Cheyenne hung out. And then she ended up getting these two free tickets to the show on Friday because one of her coworkers was, like, ended up not being able to go and it was last minute and she was like, I'm just giving them away. And so my friend got them. So me and her got to go see Hippie Sabotage on Friday and it was so much fun. And, yeah, we also bought tickets and went to go to Ubby Dubby for Sunday. And so that was a lot of fun. It's over in Dallas. And, yeah, that was awesome. It's a music festival, so it was actually, like, outside and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I prefer festivals to like just small little shows. I like the shows and they're fun, but no, I like them. I just feel like it's such a different thing. Like, I don't feel like it's comparable to a festival, really. But I don't know. I just love the whole festival atmosphere. Like, it's just so good. Like, I just feel like, yeah, there's nothing like it. So, yeah, we went to that Sunday, but that was a lot of fun because Jalen came and then Frida and Bailey also came. So that was a lot of fun. And yeah, we hung out and we ate and we danced and danced and danced and danced. But oh my God, I like, me and little shooters are just not friends. And like, I used to take them a lot, but then, stopped taking them because I just like, I hate like, the way that it goes down your throat and then it's hot and like I think I would just rather not be that drunk or just buy a shot or something, like, I don't know. But we all brought shooters and I just took one as soon as we got there because I was like, fuck it. And oh my God, no, I started coughing so hard I was like, bitch, I might just fucking throw up. But I had to pee so bad. Our Uber there, oh my God, I love him, actually, he gave us a free ride home, but we gave him a fat tip, so I guess it wasn't really free, but he said it would have been free. But anyway, I was like, oh my God, like, I gotta get out of this car soon. Like, I'm gonna fucking piss my fucking pants. I had to pee so fucking bad. And then I go in the porta potty, and like, I'm sorry, porta potties, like, no, I'm squatting. I have to squat. I cannot sit on that thing. That is so wild to me. And so, yeah, I was squatting, and I had to squat for, like, probably a solid minute. It was, like, the longest piss of my life, but it felt so good, but it hurt so bad. And, oh my God, yeah. I had to pee so fucking bad. It was horrible. But, yeah, then the Uber was, like, yeah, like, he gave me his phone number, and he was, like, yeah, like, I'll give you a ride. Like, I'll give y'all a ride home, whatever. And so, I'm, like, okay, cool. And then I don't know, I feel like my friends are always ready to leave before me, and, like, they're always ready to order the Uber, like, before me, because I'm, like, I could go, I want to stay till the party shuts down, like, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, but, so, it's, like, I usually don't, I don't know, I will order the Uber home sometimes, but, like, it's never my idea, like, I just feel bad, but since that Uber was, like, told me to text him when we're ready, like, it was, like, my responsibility, I guess, and so I figured that my friends would be ready to leave, and so I kind of text him, and I was like, hey, like, we're getting ready to leave, and it was, like, 9:30, but it wasn't over till 10, and, yeah, I was so sad, because Fisher was on, and, like, Fisher's the fucking bestest best, and so, yeah, I don't know, I was sad that we left, but, and then, yeah, Cheyenne was like, oh, I wish we would have stayed the whole time. And I was like, I wanted to stay the whole time. Like, I just ordered the Uber because I figured everyone else was ready to go. Like, I didn't want to leave. But so then I was annoyed because I was like, God, I just should have, like, waited. But now I know. And no one can say fucking shit because I'm not ordering the fucking Uber, bitch. I want to fucking stay. I'll walk them if I have to. No, I won't. It was a far, far walk. But I don't know. I mean, it was so much fun. It didn't matter. And we got to hear some of the shit from, like, far back, so it was still fine. But, yeah, our Uber gave us, yeah, a free ride home, but we tipped him $50 because, like, he waited. And, oh my God, so he dropped us off, and then he was like, yeah, like, if you text me when y'all are ready, like, I'll drive back this way so I can pick y'all up. And I was like, okay. And so I text him, and he was like, oh, yeah, like, I was just sitting down the street waiting on y'all, like, I just wanted to wait for you. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I felt so bad, because he sat there, we got to the festival at, like, 4:30, and didn't leave till, like, yeah, 9:45, and so he just sat waiting on us. I felt so bad, but, like, I didn't tell him to, like, he said he was gonna go do rides, and, like, then come back, but, yeah, whatever, real as fuck for that, so. Because, yeah, the Uber home was going to be, like, a lot more expensive than that. But we just gave him $50, and he was, yeah, he was super cool about it. So, it was so nice. And then, Yeah, it was great. We, yeah, got home and then, oh my God, but Friday, our Uber, that was the first Uber that like ever made me feel uncomfortable in Cheyenne. It was just us two. And like, usually we'll, like on the way home, we kind of get in the car and we go to sleep, and then the Uber like wakes us up when we're home. And like, I don't know, like it's never like, I don't know, like we're never like worried about it. But this Uber that we have Friday coming home was like, well, I don't know. The first thing he did, he was like, oh, like, wait, don't get in yet. There's something wrong with that door. There's something wrong with that door. And so we were like, oh, like, okay. And then he's like, I was like, what's wrong with it? And he's like, oh, it needs to be open for you. And we were like, oh, like, ha ha ha. Like, it was funny. It was good joke, whatever. Like, thanks for getting the door, which I don't know. I just like something about getting the car door. Like, I just love it. Like, my stepdad gets a car door for my mom every time. So I think that's probably why. But like, I don't know. Like, that just seems really sweet to me, which I don't know. Like, maybe, like, I don't really think. I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about that. But there's just something about me that, like, I just love it. Like, it just seems, like, sweet. I don't know. But so I just love like when someone gets a car door, I'm just like, oh my God, like thank you. Like it just makes me feel so good. And yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so like I think I was like, I don't know. Like I was just like, oh my God, like thanks, haha. Like I think I like, I don't know, whatever. But then we get in the car and then he's like talking about himself, of course. And then he's like, oh yeah, like I had to have surgery, blah blah blah. And I was like, oh, like what surgery? And he's like, oh, I had to have a penis reduction surgery. And we were just like, what the fuck? Like, we just didn't say anything, and it was just so fucking awkward. And then he was like, oh, now I'm gonna get a bad tip because I made a one bad joke, like blah blah blah. And was just like, I don't know, like, this was like my first time having a white straight man as an Uber, and guess what? Fucking shocker! Shocker! Sex joke 5 minutes into the Uber ride. Like, that's so fucking crazy. Like, oh God, it's just so disgusting. Like, really? Like, I've never really felt uncomfortable in an Uber, I don't think. But, like, that was just so crazy. Like, literally, sex joke as soon as we get in the car. And it was a long Uber ride, so it was like great, so fucking awkward. And so like me and Cheyenne were just kind of sitting there, and then we started talking, and like we have this inside joke, and it's literally like pretty much us just saying Miss Charles. Like, I don't know, we were super fucked up in this Uber one time, and our Uber driver, his name was Charles, and we were like, okay. And like, I don't know, we were like super fucked up, and we just started saying Miss Charles, and like, I don't even fucking know, like, it was so funny. And like, I don't know, it sounds stupid, like, sober now, but not to me, because it was fucking hilarious. Like, we were having so much fun. And so now, like, we have this little inside joke that's just like, we just say like Miss Charles, and then like we just like riff, and like it's just so fucking funny. And so we were in the Uber and I said it, and so we start busting out laughing, and like we're in the back seat like having our little time to ourselves, and the fucking Uber driver starts laughing and like thinks that we're laughing like at something he said, because he's talking this whole time, he's talking, and like we're just like not talking to him, like we're just talking to ourselves, because he like, no, like he's a fucking weirdo. And like, we're not just being fucking assholes. Usually the Uber drivers, I love them, I always make friends with them, like it's a great time, whatever. But like this one, we were just like, no, like just fucking take us home. God, I wish we could cancel this ride. And so we're just like trying to do our own fucking thing, and then he keeps on talking about himself, and then he keeps on like saying random shit. And then like me and Cheyenne are like fighting for our lives to stay awake, and then we're almost home, and then like we start, oh, and then like our like food is all fucked up, and because we had DoorDashed, and like me and Cheyenne are notorious for ordering food and then falling asleep before it gets there and wasting it. And so now we try to order the food as soon as we get in the Uber, so that way it's there by the time that we get home, but sometimes we do that, or one time we did that, and then it was cold by the time we got there, so, like, I don't know, it was just, like, a whole thing, but then, excuse me, this one, like, the Dasher was texting me, and they were like, oh, yeah, your order got stolen, like, it got stolen multiple times, and so I can't get it, and I'm like, well, like, what do we do? And she was like, cancel your order, and then replace it, and so I'm like, I'm telling Cheyenne what's going on. I'm like, yeah, like, our order keeps getting stolen and, like, whatever. And then the Uber is like, I can turn off the navigation and, like, take you guys to get food. Like, I can turn this off. I can turn this off. And we were like, no, thank you. Like, we're good. We're not going to be fucking off, like, off the map with you. That's so wild. And it's like, I don't even know what time in the night it is, but no. And then, yeah, we finally get home, and, like, I don't know. So, yeah, all that, like, because I was like, oh, like, no thanks. And so then I think he thought we were cool because I said no thanks instead of just, like, ignoring him or saying no, I guess. I don't fucking know what the fuck. But then we're driving, and guess what? The next thing that comes out of his mouth is another fucking sex joke. And, oh my god, like, it was just, ugh, it was disgusting. It was disgusting. And it's like, that's crazy. Like, no, that's just so insane. Why are you making sex jokes with your Ubers? Like, your kids, these little random, we're just girls. Like, that's so wild. And it's like, I've never had that happen to me. I've never felt uncomfortable in an Uber, and guess what? I've never had a white straight man as my Uber. Like, that's just fucking crazy. It's just crazy. And it's like, I don't know. I'm just like, God, like, I don't have to hate men. I don't have to hate white straight men. Like, this doesn't have to be a thing. This doesn't have to be a thing. And then, like, I don't know the last time I encountered a white straight man until this Uber, and guess what? It was horrible. It was so fucking horrible, and I hated everything about it. So, you know what? Yeah. But also my stepdad is a white straight man and he's pretty fucking cool. So we love that, but you know, aside from him, I don't really know. Like, I don't feel like I've, whatever the fuck. Like, I just, like, I don't know. But yeah, anyway, it was super fucking horrible and awkward. And then, yeah, and we were fighting for our life to stay awake. Oh, my God, we were so, both of us, like, kept dozing off, and then we were like, oh, my God, wake up, wake up. And, yeah, just did not feel safe, so we gave him, like, 1 star and reported him. So, yeah, that's what you get. Don't be a fucking creep. Yeah, but Sunday, we had another man, but yeah, it was not white straight man, so he was cool. Yeah, and he gave me his number, and he was like, you can text me, like, if you want to ride, and, like, just let me know, like, I'll take you. And I was like, oh, thank you, but not in a creepy way. And I've had, I don't know, I'm like, I feel like I've had a lot of Ubers give me their number and say that, but I don't know, I just, like, forget. But this one I will not forget because he was so clutch. Like, and his car was nice. Like, we had room, and it was like 5 people fit in it. We could have fit 6 people if we had to. Like, it was great. So I will be texting him again, probably. Thank you. And he hasn't, like, because I had one Uber do this, and then, like, he kept texting me and calling me, and yeah, I was just like, okay, like, this is just fucking weird. But this one, yeah. No. So, shout out, shout out, shout out. And then, let's see. Yeah, that was that. Oh my god, and then yesterday, me and Cheyenne hung out, and we grilled hot dogs because we got our grill, and, like, I don't know, we just, like, been getting ready for the festival and everything, you know, and so, yeah, we needed to test out the grill because neither of us have, like, grilled on our own. And because, like, we did when we went to Elements, but I feel like Erica kind of did most of it, shout out. But, like, I don't know, like, it's just me and Cheyenne, so we needed to practice. But it was literally so easy. Like, we're, like, fucking grill masters, so It was cool. And like the grill we got, like her mom found it at like Walmart or something, and it was like $25, and it's like literally perfect. Like I don't know, 'cause they have that one like Coleman camping grill that everyone has, like a little stove, but I don't know, like those are expensive, and her mom just literally found this one for $25, and it's fucking perfect. Like I love it. So she a queen. We love her. We made hot dogs. Oh my god, and then we got these new Doritos. They're jalapeno popper Doritos, and oh my god, they were so good. They were so fucking good. But yeah, I feel like fucking Doritos is coming out with like a million new kinds. So that's cool. But yeah, the jalapeno pepper ones are bussy bus. And yeah, so we made hot dogs and just laid out and hung out outside, and it was so nice. And we were just like fantasizing because this is literally gonna be us in a couple weeks. And then yeah, but then I came home and oh my god, okay, nasty I guess, but literally not really, like ew, periods. But I'm about to tell y'all something, and it is, I don't really know if it's gross or not. I feel like naturally my first thoughts are ew, gross, but then I'm also just like, dude, like what the fuck do you want from me? Like, so I'm on my period, and usually I think I told y'all this before, but daytime diva cup, nighttime period underwear. And I don't know, I just don't like wearing the diva cup like 24 fucking 7. Like it, I just like give my hole a break, bitch. And so anyway, I don't know. And I'm trying to not do pads or tampons because like just all the lead and just all the crazy shit in them, like I don't know, let me just protect my fucking pussy. And so yeah, I do the period underwear, and sometimes I do feel pretty gross about it. I'm like, it just feels like I'm sitting in a puddle of blood. Like, I mean, I don't feel it, like, I mean, it absorbs the blood well, I think, but I don't know, like just the idea of it kind of grosses me out. But I really like sleeping naked. And so I just wanted to sleep naked last night because I started my period early. And so, yeah, I was just fucking annoyed about it. And I was like, I'm sleeping naked. I don't care. And so I put a towel down. And no, I bled fucking everywhere. I bled all over the towel. I bled all over my bed, like all over my blanket. It was just a whole mess. And so yeah, now right now I'm washing my comforter, my duvet, and my blanket and that towel. And you know what? I'm kind of okay with that because I needed to wash it anyway because I just got I didn't really get new sheets. My mom bought Brody and Brianna these sheets for Christmas and they didn't like them. And so I was like, yeah, I'll take them, I guess. But I don't really like them either. They feel weird, but that's okay because I don't even sleep on my sheets. I sleep, so I have my fitted, okay, wait, this is my bed. I have my mattress protector, and then I have a fitted sheet, and then the top sheet, and then a comforter inside of a duvet, and I sleep on top of all of that, and then I just sleep, like, with a little, like, throw blanket, because I'm insane, I guess. In the winter, sometimes I'll sleep under the comforter, but, like, not really, mostly just a blanket. It just feels good. Yeah. And I don't like, I think I started doing that in like high school because I didn't want to make my bed every single day because that was just annoying. And then I don't know, like that just feels comfortable to me now. But I've been thinking about getting a mattress topper because my bed is a little like, I don't know, I've had it for like 3 years, so I feel like it's starting to get a little like dip, maybe. I don't really know. Maybe not. Not like a dip. Like, I'm not sinking in. I just feel like I'm ready for like a little new comfy cup. But hold on. I need a drink of my tea. Yay. Okay. I'm trying to think. Like, I want to talk about the show I'm watching, but I'm like, I don't know if there's anything else I just really need to say. I don't know. I've been trying. I feel like my brain is like, I don't know. I feel like I've been doing kind of good. Like, I don't know. I feel like mixed. I don't know. I feel like a little disconnected from my friends right now. I don't know. Yes and no. Like, I feel like me and Jalen hung out last Friday and we had a good time. Like, we talked a lot and it was really good. But I don't know. I feel like me and Cheyenne haven't, like, just really, like, sat and, like, talked and gotten to, like, any deep. I don't know. Really, anyone, I guess. I haven't really had any, like, super deep conversations since then, which is okay, but I just like to have more because I don't know. Me and Cheyenne, literally, every time we would be hanging out, like, sometimes we just fucking get deep out of nowhere. But I don't know. So, yeah, that's why I asked her to hang out yesterday. I was like, I just feel like disconnected. But yeah, we literally just grilled hot dogs and like yapped. We didn't really like get to talking. But that's okay. I don't know. And I'm also like, I don't really feel like, I feel like that's okay. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm craving a little bit of like real connection. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But then I'm also like, should I be able to like find that in myself? Because I feel like that's kind of confusing because I'm like, I get nervous because I do like, I know in the past I have been very, very codependent in my relationships. And at this point, like, I kind of feel like I'm like a lot less, but still some. But also, I'm like, I don't really know where the line is of interdependent and codependent. Like, I don't know. And I've been talking to ChatGPT about it, but I don't know. And I started listening to this book, Codependent No More, and I really like it. But I was gonna listen to it at work, but then at the end of every part, there's like a little activity, and obviously I can't do the activity while I'm at work. So I haven't listened to it in like a couple weeks because I wanna do the activities, but at the same time, like it's hard for me to listen to shit outside of work. But I do wanna listen to this book because I do think it is like, I don't know, I don't feel like I've ever like honed in on codependency and really like understood it. Like, I know that I've always known that I am very codependent, and I just know like that I'm a lot less codependent, but I just feel like that's kind of like work that I've done on my own. But I feel like I just like now I'm at a point where I want to really understand codependency and also really understand like interdependency and like really kind of like balance it out just because I feel like I can, like, I don't know, just because I feel like sometimes like listening to other people talk, like I feel like, oh, that kind of like feels like codependency, I guess. And so then I just like take that in and kind of like see like how like I relate or don't relate to that. And so yeah, I'm like, I guess I just don't really know like where, like what is a healthy amount and interdependency, I guess that I didn't know that term. But yeah, I'm just trying to learn about that. And just because I feel like my relationship with my mom, I would say the most, is probably who I feel the most codependent on because I feel like we're very, like, if one of us is in a bad mood, like, the other one is, like, just trying to fix it, fix it, fix it. And, like, then it kind of ruins that person's mood. Like, I feel like we're both like that. So, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm just trying to be better in all my relationships. And, like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe my other relationships, like, I'm a little codependent. I don't think anything crazy. I really think like my mom is kind of my main like stress. Just because I'm like, what if she fucking dies? I know this is like a thing I kind of bring up a lot, but like it's really something that is on my mind a lot and I'm like I just like want to be able to be okay if she dies, which I mean, I think I will. Like I think at I don't I mean at any point in my life, I feel like now is kind of the most okay, I could be out of any other point, but at the same time, like, I still feel like, oh my God, like, I don't fucking know, like, what I would do. So I'm just trying to, like, really. My mom is perfectly healthy, and, like, I literally think that bitch might even live longer than me. I don't even know. But I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. It just freaks me the fuck out. And even if, like, even if she is alive, I just want to be able to be, like, a little less, codependent. I just want to be healthier. So if the level of codependency that I'm at is healthy, that is okay. But I kind of just feel like I am a little extra codependent, I feel like, and could be a little more interdependent. So I'm just kind of trying to figure that out and learn about that some more, just so our relationship can be the best that it can be. And every relationship ever, because I feel like that's something that really freaks me the fuck out about being in like a romantic relationship, because yeah, I just feel like, oh my God, like, I just don't want I don't know. I just feel like any past relationship I've been in, romantic or not, like I don't know, even friendships that I've had, I just feel like I've been super like my unhealthiness in it is like I'm kind of passive and I'm kind of codependent and like I don't know. Which I feel like right now, like I feel like me and Cheyenne, like I guess that's kind of like the newest, I guess, kind of deep relationship that I've been into that has been pretty healthy like all throughout. And so I feel like that's really good. I feel like I'm kind of like being a pretty good version of myself in that. And it's reflecting in all my relationships, but at the same time I feel like I can't really condense any of my other relationships. 'Cause they've like Jalen and my mom have been a lot longer than me and Cheyenne, so it's like I feel like for me and Cheyenne, like I've at least been able to be healthy like throughout most of it. And yeah, just be able to compare like that relationship to yeah, other ones like my mom or Jalen or anyone else or whatever. But whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just figuring that out, learning about that. And then I really want to start the show Hacks because A, Glennon Doyle mentioned it like a long time ago. And then I saw a little clip on Instagram the other day and it has fucking Beth from Good Girls. I don't know her real name, but I fucking love that bitch. Like, oh, I love her. And I just saw that she's in it and she's like a freaking bad bitch. Shocker. She's always a bad bitch. But yeah, so I need to look that up and I want to watch that. But right now I've been watching Pose. I don't know if I told y'all that, but it's on Hulu and it's just like about like the queer community and just I don't know, I feel like it's really making me feel a lot of things and like just like I don't know, like it just seems so beautiful to me. Like I don't know, I mean there's so many things going on, like I watched his funeral and like everyone kind of had a little vision and like just kind of got to like interact with this person who had died, and like, I don't know, just kind of like, I don't know, that kind of makes me feel good just because it's like if anyone around me dies, like, I just feel like, I don't know, I'm just so scared of losing everyone, but I don't know. I just feel like the way that, like, this episode was just so beautiful, and then, like, I don't know, I just feel like this community, like, I just love the community that is here in this show. Like I just feel like there's so much love and it's like even like through all these like trials and just like all this crazy shit, like these people are really sticking by each other and I just feel like that's how love is supposed to be. Like I just feel like my relationships that I'm in, I don't want to ever end a relationship again in my life. And that sounds really scary because yeah, I feel like romantic relationships are like a lot different, but just because I feel like that's supposed to be like your best relationship and like your closest relationship. Where now it's like all my relationships are have their own kind of closeness in it. Like I don't know, like I don't think any of them are comparable, but it's like at the same time like there is such a level of closeness and all of these people are my people until the day I die. I feel like there's yeah, it's not conditional kind of love. Like it's like I love you and I feel like I'm making this commitment to be by your side. I know that I really like value you and I love you and I think you're so important and like whatever happens, we're gonna figure it out. There's not gonna be an end to this. I'm not gonna like get up and leave when it's hard. And I feel like these are kind of like cliche kind of like things that people say, but I just feel like I'm kind of like really like finding my own way of like how I feel those things, and I just feel like anyone in my life, I really feel like there's nothing they could do where I'm gonna be like, okay, fuck you, you're on your own. Like, I just feel like we're in this together, and like, shitty things are gonna fucking happen always. Like, there's always gonna be conflict. I honestly think it's healthy to have conflict. Like, you know, you need to be like, you can't agree with everyone on everything, and if you do, you're lying, and like, then that's just a whole nother thing. But it's like, I just feel like it's our job to figure this out together. Like, I just feel like it's not. I can't see any scenario where it's like, okay, bye. And me and Jalen just had a conversation about this recently, and we're just like, there's just not even a thing. Like, yeah, we'll have like our little, like, conflicts or whatever, like, you know, whatever the fuck. But it's, like, there's just no situation where we would just not be in each other's lives and just be like, okay, bye. Like, I don't know. It's just so fucking crazy. And, like, I feel that way with, yeah, everyone around me. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like that's so weird that, like, I've had friendships end or whatever. Like, that just seems like that just really doesn't sit well with me. And I feel like the past 2 years, the people that I've met and, like, had in my life, like, I just feel like these are people that I do really like. And I do feel like I get shit out of the relationship. And, like, yeah, there's been shitty things that happen. And yes, like, people do shitty things. I do shitty things. We all do shitty things. And that's okay. But it's like, I just feel like that's not a reason to be like, okay, bye, let's never talk again. Like, I just feel like that's just like, okay, maybe we need some distance. Maybe, like, we can agree to disagree, maybe. Maybe, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just so weird to me that, because I told y'all I reached out to that one person, like, and they just didn't answer my text. And I'm like, that just feels so, so weird to me. And, like, I don't know. But then, I don't know. Anytime I talk to anyone about reconnecting, everyone is just kind of like, eh. But, yeah, like, if they're out of your life, they're out of your life for a reason. And I'm just like, what? Like, I guess that kind of socially, like, the social standard, that's kind of how it goes. But, like, I just don't feel like that really feels super true to me. Like, I just feel like if you were in my life for a long period of time, one little thing you do shouldn't take you out of my life. Or one little thing I do shouldn't take me out of your life. Like, I don't know, which I do think that is definitely challenging a pretty hard idea that I feel like we all have. And I'm not saying, like, I don't really know what I'm saying. I don't know where the line is. I just think every little thing is so, every relationship is so, every person is so, like, every situation is just so its own that it's like, we just can't compare and be like, oh, well, what if they did this? And it's like, I'm just like, I'm not going there. That's not happening. And, like, if that happens, we'll get there when we get there. But I just feel like at this point, looking back on the way that my any relationships have ended, romantic friendships, whatever the fuck, in the past couple of years, I'm just like, that's just, like, weird that everything, there was all of this beauty. Like, okay, one relationship that I really feel weird about was, like, probably, like, 10 months. 10 really good, perfect, almost, I would even say. Like, me and this person were getting so, so close. And, like, I just feel like I was like, yeah, I could have this person in my life forever. I feel like this person is so important. I feel like I get a lot out of this relationship. I feel like I give a lot in this relationship. I feel like this is just, like, I really like what this adds into my life. And I felt like this person also had that mutual feeling. And then we had this one little issue, and I think it kind of prolonged into a couple months long. But I think that was, like, yeah, I think what I could have done differently was, like, you know, I was kind of passive. And I also kind of think that I let there be, like, this power dynamic a little bit. And I don't know. I think that I would definitely do it a lot differently now. And, like, I would like to think that this person feels the same way. And I just feel like it's weird because then, yeah, we had, like, probably, like, I'll say three little rough months. And I don't know, but it was, like, not really rough. It just became less perfect. And so it was, like, kind of meh for, like, a month. And then 1 month was, like, kind of starting to get shitty. And then the next month, like, there was a little bit of, like, a, like, thing, like, a real conflict that kind of happened. And then I guess maybe we were upset at each other for maybe another month or something. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to put timeline this, but I don't really think it's a timeline. And it's just, like, at this point in my life, like, this was, I guess, 2.5 years ago, maybe. And it's, like, we've spoke since then, and, like, we've communicated a little bit since then. But I'm, like, it's just so weird that, like, that's just it. Like, I just feel like those 10 months or so were just like very, very enjoyable. And then, like, this little rough patch, but it was like all from one situation. It wasn't like we kept having all these little conflicts. It was like there was a root of it, and it just like kind of went untalked about, I guess. Kind of. And then it's just over. Like, I don't know. That just feels really weird to me. Because I'm like, if there's just all this good and then this little bit of bad, like, we're just gonna choose that bad to just be like, okay, bye forever. Right? Like, does that not seem weird? Like, I know that's kind of how it goes, and I'm sure we all kind of have shit like that, but that just seems really weird to me. And, like, I don't know. Maybe that's a little specific. And I'm like, and if this person ever hears this, like, whatever. I don't think they will, but I don't know. I'm just like, it's just kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know. That just feels like, I just feel like, what the fuck? Like, that's it. And if it is, that's fine. If it is, if this person is not even open to this, like, that's fine. And also, yeah, I think romantic relationships are different because I feel like, you know, there's a lot more invested in that. But at the same time, like, how can the good not always outweigh the bad? And yes, I do believe in taking time and taking distance and taking space. And, like, I don't know. I feel like this gets confusing whenever I think about this in a romantic relationship type of way. Because, A, I'm not in a romantic relationship and haven't been in a billion years. And, like, I just, like, don't see that in my foreseeable future. But I don't know. Because it's like, I know some relationships, like, take a break or something, you know? And I just feel like that has just become so like sexual, and it's like they just want to take a break and then they're gonna go fuck all these people and then like maybe come back, maybe not. But I don't know. It's like I just feel like me taking sex out of the table, I don't see why any relationship couldn't come back from a break or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's just like a weird, like, forgiveness kind of thing I have or something. I don't know. I don't really feel like it's forgiveness. It's not like. Maybe it is. Maybe that's what this is. That, does this seem like forgiveness? I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. Just because whenever you're committing to a relationship or friendship or whatever, I feel like you're saying, I'm allowing this space for you to hurt me. Essentially, I mean, I know obviously no one's intention is to hurt you, and that's not something you're like, oh, I want you to hurt me. But it's like at the same time, you're opening up to be this hurt. So if you're getting hurt, like you were, how beautiful is it that, like, you really like loved and trusted this person so much that you were able to open up to that. And like, I don't know. I just feel like if we're getting to a point where I'm open enough to let you hurt me, like, think of the buildup of that. I had to trust you so much. It had to be so good for me to really feel this connected to you. And it's like, you're bound to get hurt. You're going to get hurt 1000% of the time. That's how relationships go. And so it's like, I don't know. I mean, I think this is definitely a huge gray area because now I'm like, I feel like people are listening to this and really like thinking about romantic relationships because I feel like that's kind of how a lot of people see like their most important relationship. And I don't know. I mean, that's something really confusing to me because at the same time, I feel like I'm not in a romantic relationship. So I really can't speak specifically to that. But at the same time, I feel like all of my relationships are so like equally as deep, equally as full of love, equally like intimate. Not sexually, but everything else, absolutely. And so it's like, I don't know. I just feel like. Yeah, you're going to get hurt, but it's like you have to think. I think that all comes down to intention, though. It's like, was your intention to hurt me? I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I need a situation to like really come up with an answer, but I don't know. It's just something I'm thinking about. But I don't know. I don't know. It's confusing, but I don't know. I just feel like, anyway, the show is just teaching me a lot about love, and like it just really seems like it's not conditional. They're like, you know what? I love you. And it, 'cause there was one at this funeral, you know, this one person had passed, and the person attended the funeral, and but they did not like them when they were alive. But when they're like, they were a huge part of each other's life because they're in this shared community and they go to the ballroom. And like, I don't know. I just feel like whenever they had their little moment, like after they had passed and it was a little vision and they had their experience with them, like, I just feel like it was so beautiful because they were just like, you know what? Like, I know it was hard and I know, like, we didn't get along. But at the same time, like, I love you. Like, you're my sister. Like, you're my family. Like, you know, like, it didn't matter. Because now when it comes down to it, like, I love you and I miss you. And, like, I don't know. It just feels like such real love. I don't know. I love it. I love it. And, like, they're all coming together and they're just holding each other through these hard times and they're fighting and, like, loving each other through it all. Like, they're all kind of, they all have their own problems and their own shit. And, like, it's all really fucking hard. And sometimes they get in these crazy fights and say these super fucked up things and do fucked up things. And it's like, yes, but it's like, you have to realize, like, that just doesn't have to do with you, even though it seems very personal. And as a highly sensitive bitch, I take a lot of things personal. I get it. But I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like this show is just teaching me a lot and I really love it. I really am like, I feel like, you know, I really love it. I feel like it's making me feel a lot of things that I enjoy feeling, which is just deep, real feelings, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It just feels really fucking beautiful. And like, there was just a wedding and like, I don't know, everybody was just there together and it was just like this huge love. And like, I don't know, I just feel like there's one character, Poppy, and he's just like, I don't know, like he really shows that he cares. I feel like he's like, you know, like leaving is not an option. Leaving is not an option. And I just feel like that is so real. That just seems like such a true form of love. Because it's like people are signing up for this lifelong commitment. And they're saying, you know, until death do us part forever through health and wellness and whatever the fuck. And it's like, yeah, but no one's fucking taking that seriously. And exactly, again, I don't know about the romantic partner. That seems really fucking scary and weird and a tough kind of commitment, baby. But I don't know. I just feel like in any of my other relationships, this is a lifelong commitment. I don't care. I don't. And it's like, if I'm unhappy, I don't know. I just don't. I don't know. How do people get to that point? And I think that's always what these people in these relationships say. Married people in real life, too. They're like, you know, how did we get here? We were so in love in the beginning. It was so forever in the beginning. And it's like, now I'm unhappy. Like, now I just can't do this anymore. Like, why? Why do you lose that love? What happens to that? Like, I just don't understand. I don't see. I don't see growing apart. That doesn't really make sense to me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want that. I don't want that. And I'm not saying, like, I don't know. If I get married and I'm unhappy, bitch, I'm getting divorced. I believe in divorce. Absolutely. But I don't know. Like, that just seems so confusing to me. Like, I just couldn't see myself divorcing any of my friends or my family or anyone ever again. Like, that just seems so weird because, and it's like, okay, so even back to these relationships, these friendships I was talking about, like this 10 month long, whatever the fuck, it's like that relationship needed a breath. It needed a break. Like, I'm glad that we separated, this big fancy term for like, we just didn't talk for a while. And I think that needed to happen. I think a break needed to happen. I think we needed some fucking air. But it's like, at the same time, now that I'm stepped away from that one bad situation, now I can kind of look at the bigger picture and see there was a lot more good than there was that bad. And yes, the bad was bad, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think you're bad for that. I don't think I'm bad for that. I feel like, let's both say, okay, what can we do to prevent this from happening to this extent again? Me and my mom, whenever we fight, excuse me, the way we fight, it's, honestly, it sucks, and we're really bad at fighting, and I think that we're both, kind of passive and, like, maybe a little bit fucking shitty, I guess, and you know what, like, I don't know, a few fights ago, we were like, okay, not this again. How can we change this to where it's a little less, and it's not going to be perfect. It's still going to be fucked up the next billion times. But it's like, as long as it's like a little less fucked up, it's a little less, there's a little bit of growth. There's a little bit of change. There's a little bit, I just think growth. I just feel like being open to growth is the answer, I guess, maybe, because it's like, I just feel like, yeah, we're all going to fuck up. And we're going to keep fucking up. And all of these deep conditioned behaviors or learned behaviors or whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know. We all have our fucked up pieces of us. But it's like, at the same time, like, you have to be open to growing that. And it is really fucking hard. Especially this fucking, like, the shit that we've been fucked up with since we were kids. Like, yeah, it's so hard changing any of that, but it's, like, at the same time, if you're just, like, well, this is just how I am, I don't feel like that's fair. I don't feel like that's a fair answer. Like, you have to be open to growth, and it's baby steps. It's really fucking baby tiny steps. It's maybe not, like, the next time, it might be fucking, like, 1% different, but as long as it's not 1% different, like, that's what matters. It's not that this needs to change overnight. Like, I don't think that's the case. I don't feel like that's even possible most of the time. So, I don't know. I just feel like you need to at least be open to that, maybe. I don't know. Just some thoughts I'm having. No, but I just really love this show, and I just feel like it's teaching me a lot about love, and it's teaching me a lot of just, like, yeah, how I can love better, I think. And I really love that, because I do feel like, I don't know, I have a tough relationship with TV, and, like, I don't know, I just feel like, I don't know. Cheyenne watches Vanderpump, and I'm just gonna hate on Vanderpump for a minute, because what the fuck, and I know it's reality TV, and I know it's kind of a lot, but I'm just like, dude, what? Like, how can you? That is different. That, I would leave all those motherfuckers in an instant. That's crazy. And, like, not being open to growth, I think that's kind of a reason to leave, I guess, maybe. But if you're not open to growth, I don't want to get into this with you, you know? And it's like, I think that, is that the shift that happens? Is that what happened when a marriage comes to an end? Is it, oh, you were so open to growth and you wanted to grow and change and love and, like, expand and be open and whatever in the beginning, and now you're not, like, now you're just this? And maybe that is the fuck up, because it's like, I just feel like as long as you're constantly trying to evolve and learn, and I don't know, except that you're not right, you can't think that you have a right answer, I guess. The only right answer is to know that you don't have the right fucking answer, bitch. No, I don't know. But, I don't know. I do really like this show. I've been telling everyone about it. It's really deep, I feel like. And it's really, I don't know. I feel like if you can really take it personally and kind of see, like, I don't know. It has a lot to teach you. I feel like the queer community is not just about sexuality. I feel like my mind is queer. I feel like, and that's not, I'm not coining these terms. This is things that people say, but I feel like this is, like, really, like, feeling super true to me. Like, I just feel like, you know, the more queer my entire life can be. Like, and by queer, I just mean open. That's it. I just mean open. Because I feel like, you know, these beliefs are just not working. And it's like, they just had the wedding in the show. And they're like, you know, we gotta have something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And it's like, and then they're like, this is supposed to bring luck and a lifelong of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why would I do that at my wedding? It didn't work out for any of you motherfuckers. And sorry, maybe that was a little intense. But I don't know. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, what the helly? I've been saying that. I love fucking saying that. It's so funny to me. But, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm kind of, there's all these, like, sayings and these little things that we say and these little things that we do, but it's like, yeah, but, like, what does that mean to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like I want to figure out, I'm figuring out what a lot of things mean to me. And so it's like, I don't know, in these ways of love and this commitment and, you know, I don't know. There was just a wedding. So I think that's really why I'm in this, like, romance relationship kind of headspace right now. But at the same time, every relationship ever, and I don't know, I just feel like, I want to know what it means to you. Because then even Poppy, like, he was giving his vows and he's like, I'm constantly telling her all these things, I'm constantly saying, you know, I love you, and I'm never going anywhere, and there's never this, and it's like, you know, your typical kind of things that you say in a vow, but it's like, he was like, I need to do something bigger, because I've done all this, and she knows I mean all this, and she knows I'm not going anywhere, so I need to, like, really do something. And then that bitch fucking broke out into a song, which I was, honestly, oh, this episode was so good, I fucking love it, but it's like, he broke out into a song, and he sang, he fucking sang, bitch, and, like, just feeling the presence of the love, I feel like, you know, it's showing that kind of love, it's showing what that means to you, and yeah, like, I don't know, I was like, I mean, what if someone fucking sang me a song as their vow, and I was kind of like, what the fuck, like, you're singing me someone else's words, but it's like, at the same time, like, no, like, that was so him, like, he was really showing his love in so many ways, and like, really, like, you could feel the presence of that love, and yes, it's just a show, but it's like, I'm taking it literally. I'm really fucking seeing this. I'm experiencing this as this. I'm at a fucking wedding right now, bitch. Shut the fuck up. But I don't know. I was just like, I just feel like I want my love to be that clear. I want to be able to really show my love to that extreme where it's like, I can say all these things that everyone else is saying, but it's like, that's not what really fucking matters. It doesn't matter what words are coming out of my mouth. You can just see the love in me and you can feel the love that I have. Like, I just want it to be true. And I'm like, oh, I want true love. That's not what I'm saying. Do you get that? Like, I'm not saying, oh, I want true love, because everyone fucking wants true love, but it's like, I really want that love to be so true. I feel like I'm kind of getting to be more of a words person, and I really want to know what that means to you. I really want it to be more custom, because yeah, we're all fucking saying the same thing, but what does that mean to you? Is that a train? What the fuck is that? My butt's vibrating. What the fuck was that? Oh, yeah. I was like, what the hell is that rambling? I was kind of thinking of a stampede. I was thinking in, like, Jumanji. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway. But I don't know. I just feel like I really, like, I want my love to be that clear. I want my love to be that true. I want my love to be that honest. I want my love to be that unconditional, I guess. And it's like, see, these are all things that everyone's fucking saying. Everybody wants unconditional love. Everybody wants true love. Everybody wants this and fucking that. But it's like, I just want more than those words. Because everybody wants those words. But it's like, this is particular to me. I really want to be able to love you through thick and thin. And it's like, see, do you get my confusion? Do you get what I'm saying? Because I'm saying it's all these fucking basic things that everyone really says. But it's like, I just really want my own definition of that. And I really want to mean every word that I'm saying. And I really want to make these commitments to myself, I guess. And it's like in these relationships, yes, but if I just commit that to myself, then I naturally will commit it into every relationship I ever have for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the characters in the show, they really mean their love. They really, really have this love. And I feel like they really do show it. And I feel like it's beautiful because there's parts in the show where they're having these conflicts and you're like, fuck them, like, this is it. Or like, oh my god, no, like, they're never gonna talk again. Like, it's over, like, whatever. But it's like, but it's not. And they all know it's not. And that is the part that, like, I really, really love, because it's like, they know deep down in them, their truest self, know that this is not over. That they're still, if the world was ending, they're right here. What's that Bruno Mars song? And the wow, 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 bow, 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 bow. I gotta look that up. Is that the Lady Gaga song? I think so. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sorry. But I don't know. I just feel like, you know what? I'm going to listen to that song and cry in a minute. But I don't know. I just like, there's just something about this kind of love that it's teaching me how I can love better, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, am I making any sense? Am I just repeating myself? I feel like this is kind of shit I'm all saying all the time. But also at the same time, this feels different, and maybe I'm kind of saying the same ideas, but it just feels different. It feels more realer and more truer, and like, I don't know, I'm just trying to learn more about this kind of love, and I feel like I am a good lover. You guys, I mean, like, I love you, you know that, and I feel like you're getting this version of me that is so beautiful, but it could be a lot more beautiful. The more we're talking about this, the more that I'm learning about this and just saying all this shit out loud and really trying to make these thoughts come through and, like, really, like, dive deeper into these thoughts. I feel like it's also, it's literally right now, I feel like I'm a better lover than every by the minute. Like, I don't know. I feel like this is just cool, I guess. I don't know. This isn't what I planned on talking about on this episode. I was going to talk about, like, religion. Some things that I've been thinking about with that, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know. This just feels good. It feels good. I feel like I'm a step closer to my truest, most beautiful self, I guess. Fuck. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. This is putting me in a good headspace. I feel like, you know what? And if nothing else, I'm learning to love myself better. And isn't that really the whole point? And it's like, I feel like in relationships, because you know what? I still think about reaching out to these people that I've ended relationships with. And I'm like, oh, I really go back and forth because everyone around me is saying, no, they're out of your life for a reason. But it's like, at the same time, like, I just feel like, because then I think, what would I even say? And how could I really even, like, seal this deal? And I'm thinking, and I want to be like, you know, I really got this out of this relationship, and you really helped me see this, and you did this for me. And it's like, just kind of how I see you. And I think if someone did that for me, I think I would just, like, melt and, like, fall in love with every fucking word of it. So maybe these people would do that, but I don't know. I just feel like, doesn't that seem a little selfish? Like, what if that is not mutual? Because it's like, that's how, like, I mean, I don't know. Because then in their vows, that's kind of what people say. So I'm like, maybe that is the truest kind of way of love, is to tell other people the way, yeah, your experience of them, I guess. And I don't know. I just feel like, isn't that the whole point? Like, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out how I experience myself. and how I can show myself and like show up for others and be a better lover to myself in all of my relationships. Like, I don't know. I just want to be someone who loves life. And I am someone who loves life, but I mean more intensely, more fully, more presently. Presently is the key word. Because you know what? This world that we're in tries to keep us away from the present moment. It wants us in robot mode so we can just do and do and do. And I don't want to do and do and do. I just want to stop and feel. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. My tea is cold, but it's still damn good. Yeah, I don't know. And I'm really liking this podcast a lot. I really love this. It's a really good time of my day. I really feel connected. I feel like this is grounding to me. I feel really present right now. I feel like I'm really trying to figure out these thoughts and really, like, feel like it gives me shit to think about. Because then it's like, once I finish this, I'm gonna upload this, I'm gonna go inside, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do that. But it's like, I just wanna sit here in this. And I feel like whenever I'm recording, I'm able to really sit here and explore my feelings and like my real actual kind of thought processes. And I don't know, this just feels good. This just feels true. This just feels like how I want to live my life. I just want to be having more of these conversations. I want to be able to be learning more about myself and learning how I can love people better and like how I can just grow and like be better in the people around me's lives. And just, I don't know, like, I just want to change this world little by little, I guess. I don't fucking know. Like, God, I don't fucking know what the fuck I'm doing, but I love it. I just love it here. Like, damn. So, yeah. But, I don't know. I feel like this rainy weather is good because I feel like it. Is having me be my cozy in my brain, because I'm gonna go in and I want to stretch a little bit. I want to breathe. I'm talking to my mom too. Whenever I went in to go to the bathroom, we ended up getting in a conversation, and then I was like, fuck, I'm trying to record, like, I'm in the middle of recording and she's working, like, I don't know what the fuck. But I mean, we'll probably talk more, which is cool. And I mean, I don't know, I feel connected. This is what I mean. This is what I was lacking. I'm like, I feel disconnected from all my friends. I just feel like I haven't felt really connected. But right now, I feel it. I feel really good. I feel like, yeah, like, whenever I go too long without really thinking deeply about something, then I just kind of, like, lose myself a little bit. And it's like, during my podcast at work, I do get to lose myself a little bit, but at the same time, like, not fully. And I can't really talk out loud, because it's like, whenever I'm listening to my podcast, literally I'll pause it so many times and I think about mentioning this to the client. But it's like, I can't just bring this vulnerability, like, this level of crazy, because I don't know. Right now I'm listening to a lot of Esther Perel, Where Should We Begin? And I really like that. I think that's really interesting. I think it's a great podcast. And I don't know, like, sometimes I'll just pause it and I'm just like, God, I'm so deep in my feeling. I just want to, like, connect with someone and talk about this, because I feel connected to fucking Esther and whatever patient she's seeing at the time. And, like, I don't know, it just feels so good. It just feels so honest. I just love that true honesty, because my clients, I mean, half of them are coming in and going to sleep, and the other half of them were having kind of, smaller scripted talk, or like, I don't know, I mean, sometimes we get a little deeper, or like, sometimes, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of it is just still so scripted to an extent, because it's like, you know, maybe this person, we're talking about their family, but you know what they're telling me about how they're going on vacation, or they've got this wedding, or their kid did this, or maybe they went on this date and it went like this. But it's like, what I really want to know is how is that custom to you? Like, I feel like people don't really customize the conversations as much. In these settings, of course, I feel like it's kind of different. I'm not like, this is a generalization. But I just feel like what I really need to feel connected is I really want it custom to you. Because you can say all these words and, oh, you want true love and you want this and this. But it's like, what does that really mean to you? How are you really like, deeper, give me deeper. I don't know. So, yeah, I just need that deeper thoughts and feelings, and I feel like we kind of just did that here because, you know, I'm like, oh, I love this show and it's so good and I feel like it's teaching me how to love and whatever, but it's like now I feel like I'm really kind of honing in on that and really saying, well, look at this, how they're showing up for each other. You know what I'm saying? Does this make sense? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, we over time, bitch. And I have to pee. This was good. I feel good. I feel like we just had like a little class of, I don't know, I just want this kind of connectedness and groundedness in my life more. And I was thinking about what I would do if I wasn't lashing, and I was saying like maybe a Zumba instructor, because I think that would be a lot of fun and I do really love dancing, so I think that's one way to be super embodied, and I really like that. And then I was thinking like, you know, maybe some yoga or meditation or breath work or something. And it's like, I like that, but I think I'm a little crackhead for that. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I can be like, okay, guys, let's breathe. Like, I just feel like I can't take myself seriously. I can do it alone, but with people, I just want to laugh and connect. So, but maybe connecting to myself will help other people connect to themselves. I don't know, but at the same time, it's like, I've been to yoga classes before, like, whatever the fuck, and I feel like I'm always someone who's laughing, and I feel like, you know, that kind of hurts my feelings, because, you know, there is people there that are maybe trying to really become vulnerable and really become honest and present in that moment, and I feel like I'm kind of laughing because I'm avoiding getting vulnerable, maybe, and I've never had this language before, and this has really never been a thing, and I really, like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like a laughing at inappropriate times, but it's like maybe laughing is like keeping me from the vulnerability, because it is hard to just snap into vulnerability. I feel like, you know, it's really hard to get to that point, but I want to be someone who's very like just able to become vulnerable. I just want to be someone who is just naturally vulnerable. And I want that to invite other people to just become instantly vulnerable. And that's really hard, and that is a really huge ask. And I just feel like, you know what, if I'm gonna ask that from other people, I have to be able to do that myself. And so I just want to be able to, yeah, be able to get more vulnerable. I just want to be more realer in real time. Because right now, we've got an hour into this, and we finally gotten to this point of vulnerability, but whenever we first started, we weren't really here. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to be able to instantly be there, and be as present, and honest, and embodied in that from the get. Just more, I just want to be more present and embodied in every moment of every day ever. I guess that's kind of the real goal. I don't know, there's a lot of goals here, I feel like. Whatever. Anyway. Give yourself a little hug. Give yourself a little smooch. No, don't do that, freak. But anyway. Okay, I love you. Bye. I had to unpause it to add that back in. Thank you.